Live Better and Longer with The Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, it's Fitz, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to The Fitness Show. Thanks everybody for joining me again. I have lots of things to say. I'm all blah, blah, blah today, but my blah, blah, blahs are all about you, you, you. So hopefully that will make you feel happier about listening to me rant for a while. I want to start off with a few things. Number one, thank you all for the face yoga poses. They make me laugh every single day. I love them. If you're not familiar, go back to the Good Riddance to Dumb Stuff in 2016 episode where we talk about really dumb things, and we were saying good riddance to face yoga because we thought it was stupid, but holy hell, it is not stupid at all. It is brilliant, especially if you photograph yourself while you're doing face yoga. And face yoga apparently can be done with a variety of techniques, some completely arbitrary and made up on your own, on the spot, and like I said, much better when you selfie your face yoga and share it with Fitz Kohler. Share it on my fitness page. Share it on my personal page on Facebook. Instagram me your face yoga. Put it on the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge group on Facebook. Either way, you get extra points for giving me the face yoga. And sometimes face yoga is dependent on the situation. So, for example, my good buddy Robert Schultz decided when he saw there was no coffee in his hotel today that he had a very expressive face yoga pose to show his discontent with the lack of coffee. And so he posted that face yoga pose, the no coffee yoga pose. And then I was stuck in traffic. I was actually in Orlando, headed over to the NBC studios to shoot a fitness segment on building a better butt. And I was in traffic. And not only was I in traffic, but I was in 0 miles per hour traffic with my foot on the brake and the car in park. So I got to do stuck in traffic face yoga. And it went on and on. The other really good thing I've been enjoying, which is not a stupid trend of 2016, it's just an awesome trend that I've been pursuing for a long time, is using the banana phone and calling people on the banana phone. So if you look at photos of me, one thing you have to understand is if they're not candid photos, I'm virtually in hell. So all of these photos you see of me posing and it just seems so stupid to me. I hate posing for pictures. And more worse than that, because I'm good in English, is that I hate trying to look nice for pictures. So the whole process leading up to photography is a bad experience. And then when I have to just stand there and smile, feels really stupid. So I bring props, and what I have found is the greatest prop I own is a banana. And I look like I'm making a healthy phone call with that thing, and it just, I think it resonates with you. I know when you see me on the banana phone, you are struck by how healthy I am being, and what I'm calling to tell you is eat healthy food. So banana phone photos are high priority here at Fitness International Headquarters. So again, if you have a banana phone, please pick it up, make a phone call, and record yourself doing it. Holly Breitzis, she actually, what did she sing? I just called to say get to work. She sang the Stevie Wonder song on video into her banana phone, and that was genius. She gets triple points for that. So that's what I'm starting with. Face yoga, banana phones. You can tell that this podcast episode is going straight to the moon here. I also wanted to go back to Walt Disney World Marathon for a few minutes because I blame Melissa DiStefano, who helped me talk about that last episode, but she's so distracting and random that she pulled me off topic. So I'm blaming Melissa, and I know she's enjoying that hearing because I know she listens because she's a very good person. So I wanted to point out a couple of things. Thank you so much to Michael Jones, who is also a hottie. He's such a wonderful, enthusiastic fitness fan, ambassador. He has lost 20 pounds since December 1st. So think about it, through Christmas, through New Year, through Hanukkah, through Kwanzaa, through the Walt Disney World Marathon. He travels for work. He's lost 20 pounds since December 1st, and today it's January 19th. That's no small accomplishment. Actually, he's probably down a few more because he weighed himself 6 days ago. But he was, he's just a great ambassador for what I do and very supportive. And he spreads the word, trying to teach other people how to use the exact formula for weight loss and encourages them to get fit. He's recently brought his beautiful wife, Christine, on board, and they're committing as a family to getting fit the Fitness way. And he helped, well, he just pulled out his camera and took some beautiful video of me and my hugging station at the finish line of the full marathon. And it was, he made me an edited video this week, and it was just charming. And what is so nice is that I get to see so many of my friends come through, and it was a very special time. And I'm so proud of all of you, you know, whether you run the 5K or a full marathon. And to be honest with you, every weekend when I see your race photos, or even every afternoon when I see that you went out for a 3 mile run one morning or a 1 mile walk, I'm so proud of you, and I wish I could be at all of your finish lines. Whether the, can you imagine me? If you came home from walking the dog, and I was there with a hug, hello, look at you! You went out for a morning walk. That's really what I would like to be for all of you. So the luxury of actually getting to wait at a finish line, and not on the clock. So I wasn't the race announcer. I was just your friend at the finish line, getting to hug you, and that was really cool. So. Michael took some video, he made an edited video, it was beautiful, and I appreciate that. Another cool thing I forgot to mention at the finish line was my very good friend, my race BFF, Rudy Novotny. He was asked to, well, he's a race announcer, and he's been doing it for a very, very long time, and I consider him the best in the business, and I'm very, very lucky to share a stage and a microphone with him as we host many events together, but Rudy is over 30 years sober, and I admire that so much. I think I've mentioned before in this podcast, my father was a prescription drug addict as a child, and all I wished for was sobriety. And so the fact that Rudy's accomplished that and used extraordinary discipline for 3 decades is amazing. So He's really a gift to so many people, and it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Rudy. But a friend named Goose, one of the runners, asked him if he would hand Goose his 10-year sobriety chip at the finish line of the full marathon. And of course, Rudy agreed to do that, and he did it in grand fashion. It was just, it was very special. And you know, when people cross these finish lines, so many of them are, you know, they're accomplishing an athletic feat for sure. Everyone is. But then it's a signal to or a symbol of pure fitness for those who've lost a lot of weight. A lot of people are running for special causes. And for Goose to cross that finish line and get his 10-year sobriety chip, you know, it very much diminishes a marathon because a marathon takes you 3 to 7 hours depending on your fitness level, and 10 years of commitment to something like that is very, very special. So I didn't want it to go ignored on my podcast. I appreciate that. Stephanie Szymanski just celebrated her 27th birthday. I got to spend that with her yesterday, a day late, I guess. But Stephanie posted in the Hottie Body Challenge her, what I didn't realize was her story. So she came into the Hottie Body Challenge pretty fit, and definitely not someone who I thought needed to lose weight, and she wins races. Man, she's so fast. What was her marathon time? It was 3 hours and 13 minutes, I think. She was the age division winner for females in all of the Disney races. Usually whenever she goes to do any race, she's the winner, or at least the female winner, and if nothing else, her age group winner. But she's a speedy little thing, and she posted her transformation photos, and it was shocking because I believe she was about 40 pounds heavier, and she had said she gave up drinking too 4 years ago. She hadn't had a sip of alcohol in 4 years, and that really has changed her life. So, you know, I read her story, and it knocked me on my can because I didn't know those things. You know, I don't get to know everybody's whole story sometimes, and I was really grateful that I got to do that, to see how far she's actually come weight-wise, and coming from being a person who didn't like running at all And then she had kind of an epiphany at one race, which made her kind of enjoy running. And she changed her eating habits. And she's a different person. She is actually an elite runner now. She will show up to a race and they will give her a bib for the elite runner category, which gives her a priority race positioning. She gets to start up front. And it's very impressive. So many of you just knock my socks off. And that's what this is about. It's been a pretty fabulous week around here. So I start off back at the marathon hugging folks, and I get these success stories coming my way left and right. And if you follow Fitsness or the Hottie Body Fitsness Challenge, you'll see that every day someone else is claiming victory over losing 5 pounds, 50 pounds. I've got Lee Freels. Lee is down 122 pounds. Wow. I went to high school with Lee. He's down 122 pounds. Now, if you would have thrown us back in high school, put us in a room and said, hey, Fitz, you're going to help Lee out one day, I would have not, who knows, you know, it just probably would have thrown these major question marks over our head. But here we are. We had a great FaceTime the other night because he had a personal fitness question to ask, and I answered. And I'm actually going to answer his question in a future podcast because it's probably something everybody should know. But y'all just blow me away. You really, whoo, I'm very lucky to be me. I'm very lucky so many of you trust me and you've invested in my guidance, and not financially because you know I'm not asking you for any money, but you've invested in yourself. You said, okay, I'm going to trust Fitz. And what's really been interesting this week is the feedback, because there's been a couple of people, Jenny Misick, and Laura Jane and Laura Green, and who else? There's been quite a few people to say, hey, I've been here on the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge and I've just been watching you guys. I tune into your posts, I listen to what everyone has to say, but I haven't been doing anything about my own fitness yet. I haven't been doing the workouts, I haven't been following the formula, and now I'm ready. And even Michael Jones, who has lost 20 pounds since December 1st, he said that he started following me and my program back in June of last year and just never really committed to it. He just wasn't ready, or maybe didn't trust that what I was saying was accurate. And then in December, he gave it a try and he's 20 pounds down. So, you know, I've had a handful of people declare themselves to be lurkers. They've said, I've been trolling your site, watching, but I'm ready to start acting. And so I made a video and I shared it on my Hottie Body Fitness Challenge group page and said, hey, lurkers, happy to have you here. You know, I'm glad you've been tuning in. I'm glad you've been paying attention, but now it's your time. Why wait? And as a result of that video, I've got 85 comments already from people stating that, yeah, you're right. I have been here lurking. I've been watching everybody else lose weight, get fit, drop their pain, and I haven't been one of them. I'm ready to go. And so I have Laura, Timothy, Leslie, Jenny Misick made a beautiful video. I'm so proud of her. Renee, Carrie, Michelle, Susanna, Ross, Heather, Danielle, Jennifer, Beth, Jamie, all of you, I'm ready for you to go. And then the rest of you, it's not now or never, but why wait? Why wait to start doing the right thing? Why wait to start taking care of yourself? Remember, I am not asking you to give up a food group. I am not asking you to give up sugar. I am not asking you to give up soda. I am not asking you to give up anything. I'm asking you to eat moderately. There will be no suffering with the exact formula for weight loss. You will just start to eat the right amount of the right food for the size you want to be. And so go back to the exact formula for weight loss article or podcast. And basically, it's your goal weight, put a zero on the end. That's your caloric budget for the day. So if you weigh 250 pounds and you want to weigh 200 pounds, 2,000 calories is your daily budget. That is a hell of a lot of food. So I'm not asking you to do any sort of suffering. Am I asking you not to be reckless? Absolutely. Am I asking you to show moderation? You bet. But I am not asking you to punish yourself at all. I'm saying, folks, let's just start paying attention. Let's start making some wiser choices. And if you've been listening and not following along, today's the day, right? You don't have to be perfect if you're aiming for that 2,000 calorie a day goal. And, you know, today you come in at 1950 and tomorrow you're at 1973 and then the next day you're at 2100. Okay, fine. You're still doing better. And perfection is boring. Perfection's overrated. I am the most imperfect person in the world. However, coming from the place I was when I was 45 pounds heavier than I am today in high school, my life is so much easier. I have a good friend, Yvette, and I love Yvette. I've known Yvette for 13 years, and she's a wonderful woman. And she comes from a family of morbidly obese people. And I actually trained her here in person in my hometown. And she has a potential to do really good things, but she constantly slides back to her family's way of doing things. And she will make every excuse. And she's okay with me talking about her. I know she is because I'm in charge of you, Yvette. And you need a dose of the truth. And I know you know that. But, you know, she will make every excuse. And she'll start eating healthy for a while. She'll drop 13 pounds, start feeling better. And then she just slides back into all of these bad habits. And she'll blame her family. And she'll blame work or this and that. And she actually has some medical issues, so she'll blame that. And I also, you know, I understand pain is pain, but it does not hurt to eat grilled chicken salad as opposed to greasy burger and fries. Pain management, healthy food's gonna help you with that. Healthy foods, especially fruits with antioxidants, cherries, for example, tart cherries have anti-inflammatory benefits. So, you know, if you're in pain, you're only going to do better with healthy food. If you are trapped in a hospital bed in a complete body cast and you stick to the exact formula for weight loss, you will lose weight. That's what you got to know, is that no matter what kind of time you have, you know, whether you're so busy working and you're so busy with your kids or you broke your hip or you broke your ankle, none of that matters. None of that is a valid excuse, because if you stick to the exact formula for weight loss, which is, again, only requires you to be thoughtful and moderate, you will lose weight. So why not dive into that moderation? And here's the deal, is I remember what it was like to be super overweight. It was hell. Oh my gosh, that was really, 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 really hard. I ate lots of junk food. I felt guilty about it. I was confused. Nothing ever fit right. I hated shopping. I hated my thighs. I hated lots and lots of things. And then once I started figuring out how to eat healthy and making it a habit, oh, everything is so much easier. Because you know what I never, ever, ever think about? I never think about my belly. I never think about my thighs. I just don't think about them because they're non-issues. Why? Because I've chosen a way to turn my body into something I feel good, and my body's a non-issue now. And so let's think about hard. Hard is living in a body you hate. Easy is living in a body you feel good about and focusing on the other wonderful things in your life, such as your friends and your family and leisure time and your pets and your work. That's what your energy should be spent focused on. You know, the time we spent loathing particular parts of our body are not particularly productive times, nor are they good for our mental health. So I want you to start now. I want you to do that for me. Do it for me. No, don't do it for me, because then you could, maybe if I piss you off down the line, you'll go, oh, well, I'm not doing it for Fitz anymore. So do it for you, and do it now. Don't wait until you're done with vacation. Don't wait until you no longer have your period. Don't wait until your femur heals. Just do it now, because now, if you start, the benefits will start now. That's right. If you start with the exact formula for weight loss today, you may not be able to see it in the mirror, but the benefits will have kicked in tomorrow, and they will continue to come and to steamroll and snowball, and you will be shocked with the difference you see in the mirror in a month. In 3 months, you're going to be running naked in the streets, right? Isn't that what we do when we're happy with our body? We go, woo, down the street, stripping our clothes off, saying, look at me. So, You know, number one, most important thing, if size is an issue for you, that exact formula needs to start today. Get a calorie counting app, MyFitnessPal, Calorie Counter. There's a lot of options. I don't work for any of them. So pick one, pick a free one, and then start logging your calories. Again, make no excuses, and every bite counts. If you go to the grocery store and they give you a sample little bite of cheesecake, log it. If you go to Sam's Club or Costco, where, oh my God, are they going to give you samples? Better make that sample your lunch, or those group of samples your lunch. So it all counts. A mint off your neighbor's desk, that counts. And of course, your liquid calories count as well. That's alcohol, that's juice, that's soda. Here's interesting. I'm going to go back to Yvette for a few minutes because I think, or for at least a moment, because she's very representative of everybody and I love her so much. But she, again, is in a family full of some very morbidly obese people, diabetics, people with major health issues because of their weight. And they give her a hard time because she drinks Diet Coke. And she actually said, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to do this. And everyone's giving me a hard time about Diet Coke. And my head just split in half. And I gave her that answer. I said, are you kidding? The morbidly obese people in your home are giving you a hard time about a Diet Coke? Get a grip. Let's talk about the big picture, folks. So again, I'm not asking you to be perfect, just moderate. And if moderate means you have a Diet Coke, a Diet Sprite, a whatever, Powerade Zero, great. That's fine. Are they artificial sweeteners? Yes. I still to date don't know one person who's died of all artificial sweetener poisoning, especially if you're doing Splenda, which is plant derived. I think that's a great choice, or Stevia, I should say. So again, perfection is unnecessary. Start today. Be moderate. Don't be reckless. The same way you budget your money, you budget your calories, and you end up profiting. Yes? Yes. And the other thing, besides eating wisely, is exercising. And I want you to exercise as a complete person. And so I deal with a lot of runners for many, many reasons. And because I am a runner and because I'm a clinician at races, I come and I present and speak to the runners on training better for running. And I'm a race announcer and I own one of the largest school running programs in the country. That's the Morning Mile. And so walkers and runners are one of my biggest populations of people I work with. And so one of the things I have to convince you as a runner is before you're a runner, you're a person. And runners tend to only run. And I'm going to do an episode dedicated just for runners soon. But I have had a lot of messages this week saying, oh, well, I was training for this race. And now that it's over, I'm going to start strength training. And I think, you fools, because if you would have started strength training while you were training for that race, you would have run much further faster. You would have had strength. That race you just trained for would have been so much easier if you had adopted a strength training plan from the get-go, especially the proper strength training plan. And if you haven't seen it yet, on fitness.com or on my YouTube channel, Fitness, you can find the Strength Training for Runners workout. It's a 10-minute and 30-second video. It's tens of thousands of views of people that are training with it, and it will make you faster. It will help you prevent injury. It will decrease your pain. It will increase your comfort and enjoyment of your races. So don't put... it just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to do a marathon, so I'm going to only run, and then I'm going to start training, strength training that benefits marathoners after I'm done with the marathon. So now I want you to be a complete person. Let's talk about being a person first. In order to be fit, you have to be able to balance all four areas of fitness. That's cardio, endurance, heart health, strength, flexibility, and balance. Those are the four physical pillars of fitness. And so if you can run a marathon, but you can't touch your toes, are you really fit? I don't think so. If you can bench 1,000 pounds, but you can't jog down the block, are you really fit? Do you qualify as a fit person? And the answer is no. So I want you to be well-rounded. And so please don't be the person that says, well, I'm doing this, so I'm gonna ignore this complete area of health and fitness. Don't do it. So if you love yoga, yay, good for you. You probably have a certain element of great flexibility, some strength even good balance, but you have to do some cardio too. You have to take care of your heart and lungs and increase your endurance. And if you're a runner, you have to do the strength training. You have to do the flexibility training. You have to do the balance training, because you know what? If you're running, and especially if you're going road races or running on a trail, you're bound to hit some sort of awkward surface. So if you're running through Disney, right down Main Street, it's a cobblestone road with tracks. You need good balance to handle that, because people fall down there. And I think people who pursue balance training normally don't fall down on the cobblestone. If you're a trail runner, balance helps. If you were just running down the road and you hit the surface or the spot between the road and some grass, balance will keep you upright. So I want you to do it all, and I want you to pursue that now, not tomorrow, not the next day. Actually, I want you to do it all of those times, every day, forever and ever. You have to do a well-balanced training routine. And so I will continue to beat this drum forever and ever. But, you know, I've seen so much good, so many people saying I'm ready to move forward, and I'm so excited about that. But it concerns me with the people that say, now that I'm done with my marathon, I'm going to start strength training. No, 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 no. It's all combined. And if you were on a marathon team at a university or a professional marathon team, you would have your uniforms, you would have your running gear, you would have your running coach, and you would have a strength and conditioning coach. And that's me. I help you prepare your body for peak performance in sports. I am not giving out runner programs like Jeff Galloway. I'm not going to tell you, run 3 minutes and walk 1 minute, or, you know, do your tempo runs here and there. That's not my bag, folks. My bag is to make your body ready for any activity you're ready to, you're interested in pursuing. I am your strength and conditioning coach. I am your fitness expert. I am there to help you eat healthy, prioritize sleep, stress management, all of those things. Your total health is my focus. Now, I tell you what, if you do what I say, you're going to be able to jump into any sport on the planet and have a decent shot at being decent at it. Does that make sense? Hell yeah, it does, because I am full of sense. So I'm going to keep this episode pretty short today, but thank you so much to everybody who has put their hand up in the air this week and said, I'm ready. I've been watching, but now I'm going to join in. I'm going to put my foot down for myself. And really, that's what it takes, because my advice is absolutely of no use if you do not use it. If you don't put it into action, then it doesn't work. I tell you what, for Jason Stefaniak, who's down 70 pounds, it works. For Kerry Wernicke, who's lost 55 pounds, it works. For Brian Martz, who lost 50 pounds and shaved 90 minutes off his full marathon time, it works. It works, folks. It works for everybody across the board every time. And I can stand by that, because my information is based off of science. It's based off of math. And I've done my best to make it all sound interesting and fun and attainable and understandable. But there's no gimmicks here. A, you have to pay nothing. And B, there's nothing that's ever going to sell you short. We're not doing a 28-day fix or a 7-day body bash or some stupid cleanse. Don't do cleanses. That's a totally other soapbox thing of mine. Just drink water, eat veggies, move your body. That's your cleanse for life. But I care about you guys. I want to be there at your doorstep every morning when you come home from your workout and giving you a hug. And so hopefully you will deal with my browbeating. And oh, sweet, was it Jamie Elizabeth? She posted on my video on the Hottie Body Challenge where I said, hey, lurkers, thanks for coming out of the woodwork. Jamie said, this was a great example of what we're talking about today. Jamie said, you know, I reached out to Fitz via private message a few months ago. She didn't tell me what I wanted to hear, but she told me the truth. She told me what I needed to hear. And I was reading it thinking, uh-oh, did I piss her off? But you know what? I probably did piss her off 6 months ago. And fortunately for her, she thought about it and thought, yep, you know what? She's spot on. I can do this. And now I think Jamie's going to make progress. So that's what I need from you. I need progress. I need results. I am happy to work my tail off every day for the rest of my life, as long as you're committed to join me to do better for yourself. So off I go. Please follow me at Fitsness on Facebook. Join my group on my, visit my page. You can visit fitsness.com. It is jacked up with really fun articles, news you can use to become fitter today. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Fitsness. And oh, in the future, if you are looking for a racecation or you live in California, I will be announcing both the Encinitas Half Marathon, that's March 26th, the San Diego Half Marathon, which is March 12th, the Big Sur Marathon, which is towards the end of the month. They still have a few spots in their shorter races, so it's an event full of distances. It's a 3K, a 5K, I think there's a 9 mile, a 10.6, there's a 21 miler, there's a relay race. So if you have a few friends and you want to head over to beautiful Carmel, California, that's an epic choice. In the first weekend of May, I'm announcing the OC Marathon, which also has a half marathon and a 5K and kids races. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time in California yelling at and for runners. I would love for you to be one of them. And on that note, off I go. Thanks for joining me, team. I love you. Get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.